Turmoil continues in Libya as demonstrators call for the ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi, who took power in a coup in 1969. In a setback to his regime, a close associate, Interior Minister Abdel Fattah Yunus, announced his defection and support for the uprising. Numerous other Libyan officials, including the justice minister, diplomats, and military officers, also have turned against the Libyan leader in recent days. Witnesses in the Libyan capital Tripoli say many streets were deserted today, with residents afraid to leave their homes, a day after Gaddafi urged his supporters to attack anti-government demonstrators. The witnesses told foreign news agencies that armed Gaddafi loyalists and mercenaries from other African nations were roaming the capital, threatening people who gather in groups and occasionally opening fire. However, Reuters reports a different scene in the eastern city of Benghazi, the starting place of the revolt against Mr. Gaddafi. The news agency says thousands of people are celebrating in the streets. And VOA correspondent Elizabeth Arrett found a similar atmosphere as she visited the border between Egypt and Libya. From the street, she described the situation there.
Well, on the Libyan side, it's highly irregular. There are some very, very well-armed men who are joyous in having control of the eastern part of the country. They've raised the old pre-Gaddafi flag, the red, green, and black one, and the whole place is just chanting in support of the youth that have caught this moment and that has been sweeping the region. And they know that they probably have a tougher fight and that there's no compromise on this one, that they have to go the whole way once they've spoken out against what they refer to as the 40-plus years of oppression. There's no turning back.
Is there any sign of the military? And if so, are they pro-Gaddafi or have they switched over?
They've all switched over. On the Libyan side, it's completely in the hands of these civilian groups and people that have switched sides from the military and certainly have armed all the people on that side. You've also got a whole lot of people who are coming in, Libyans from abroad. Talked to a guy who was a sales manager in Dubai, a Libyan who'd left some time ago and is back, and he's bringing in medicines. Just people trying to help as best they can after having left and trying to get help to the people who are either leaving or stuck in there. And there's some really touching stories. There was a shepherd that we spoke to who had crossed his grazing grounds or straddled the border, and he was in tears. He was weeping at how kind the Libyan people had been in when all of this broke out, and it was very violent, and he was in tears just saying how kind the Libyan people were and how horrible the regime was. And he had gotten safely back out of Libya by the thanks of the Libyan people.
I hear engine noise in the background. Is that traffic?
Yes.
Okay.
There is quite a logjam. I'm now a little bit farther away from the border back on the Egypt side, but it is chaos there. It's just backed up both between people trying to get people out as well as just a massive amount of Libyans trying to get back just and Egyptians out of Libya into some kind of normalcy.
You mentioned aid supplies. Is there a desperate need for, say, food supplies, medicines, that sort of thing?
That's what they're trying to send in now, and there's Red Crescent trucks going in. Red Crescent has also set up a camp just on the Egyptian side for refugees. But you have this, everyone taking their possessions out of Libya, and they're quite sad, a lot of them. They're just, bedding and things like that, worldly possessions. And then you have lots of food and other aid trying to go in.
VOA Mideast Bureau Chief and Correspondent Elizabeth Arrett speaking with us from the Egyptian-Libyan border. I'm Susan Yalkey in Washington.